In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My friends, there is a truth I want to share with you today. Your storm will be over. Just stop worrying. It's a simple yet profound statement that holds the power to transform our perspective and give us the strength to endure the trials that life throws our way. So keep watching until the end and open your hearts to this message and my prayer. So don't forget to leave your comment with an amen. May God bless you and those around you. You see, worrying is like holding onto an anchor in the middle of that storm. It weighs you down, it keeps you from moving forward, and it fills your heart with fear. But my friends, I want to remind you today that storms are not the end of your journey. They are merely a passage, a chapter in the story of your life. I know it's tough. I know the challenges you're facing might seem insurmountable right now. But remember, every storm runs out of rain. The sun will rise again, and when it does, it will shine brighter than ever before. You are not alone in this life. I want you to think about the storms you've already weathered in your life. Those moments when you thought you couldn't go on, when the world seemed to crumble around you. Yet here you are today, standing strong. You are a testament to your own resilience in the midst of your storm. Have faith that there is a purpose to your struggles, that there is growth in your pain, and that there is a rainbow waiting on the other side. Trust in the journey, for it is shaping you into the person you are meant to become. So, my friends, as you face the storms of life, remember this. Your storm will be over. Embrace the lessons. Find strength in your faith. And hold on to the hope that a brighter day is coming. The challenges you face today are molding you into a stronger, wiser, and more compassionate soul. So, my beloved, as we navigate the unpredictable seas of life, we must understand that storms are not a sign of defeat, but rather an opportunity for growth. It's during these challenging moments that we discover the depth of our resilience and the unwavering strength that resides within us. Consider the story of the disciples on the Sea of Galilee. In the midst of a furious storm, their boat was tossed by the waves, and fear gripped their hearts. It seemed as if the storm would overwhelm them. Yet, in that very moment, Jesus walked on the water towards them, calming the storm with a simple command: "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Matthew 14:27. Just like the disciples, we may find ourselves in the midst of a storm, feeling tossed and turned by the challenges that life throws at us. But remember, just as Jesus calmed the storm for the disciples, he can bring peace to the storms in your life. Trust in his presence and don't let fear dictate your course. Worrying is a natural response to uncertainty, but it is not a productive one. It steals your joy, weakens your spirit, and blinds you to the possibilities that lie beyond the storm. Let go of the anchor of worry and replace it with the anchor of faith. Instead of dwelling on the turbulence of the storm, focus on the one who can calm it. Surrender your fears, your doubts, and your anxieties to God, and allow his peace to fill your heart. In times of uncertainty, turn to the promises found in the scriptures. Psalm 34:17-18 assures us, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Take comfort in the knowledge that you are not alone, and your cries are heard by a loving and compassionate God. Now, I want you to think about the power of perseverance. Perseverance is the anchor that holds us steady in the face of life's storms. It's the tenacity to keep moving forward when the waves are crashing around us and the winds threaten to push us off course. Consider the story of Job in the Bible. Job faced unimaginable challenges. He lost his wealth, his health, and even his family. In the midst of his suffering, he questioned why these storms were raging in his life. Yet through it all, Job remained steadfast in his faith. In the end, God restored what was lost, and Job's latter days were more abundant than his former ones. Now, I'm not here to promise that every storm will end exactly as you hope, or that the road ahead will be easy. But what I can promise is that your perseverance will be rewarded. Your endurance in the face of adversity is a testament to the strength within you, a strength that comes not from your own might, but from the grace and power of God. So, my friends, don't just weather the storm. Dance in the rain. Embrace the challenges as opportunities for growth.
Stuck in a job you hate? Wish you could break into tech, but don't know where to start? CBG Nuggets makes IT training simple, affordable, and dare we say, fun. With short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs, you can build real-world skills right from your browser. No expensive hardware, no confusing software. Just practical training that gets you job ready. Learn at your own pace, on your own schedule, from anywhere. Start your 7-day free trial at cbtnuggets.com. Because a better career is just a few clicks away.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It's in the storms that we learn to appreciate the sunshine. Your story is still unfolding, and every page turned is a step closer to the resolution of your storm. I want to leave you with a powerful truth. Storms don't last forever, but the lessons they teach us endure. Your current situation is not your final destination. In Isaiah 43:2, God promises, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Hold on to that promise. Let it be the lifeline that keeps you afloat when the waves threaten to overwhelm you. Our faith is not in the absence of storms, but in the presence of God through them. He is with you in every moment, guiding you, strengthening you, and ultimately leading you to a place of peace. As we reflect on these truths, let us lift our hearts in worship and gratitude. Our storms may be fierce, but our God is mightier. In Him, we find the source of our strength, the anchor for our souls. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as you face your storms, let faith be your compass, hope be your guide, and love be your anchor. Your storm will be over. Just stop worrying. Trust in the journey. Embrace the lessons, and remember that the best is yet to come. Now, let us explore the transformative power that lies within the struggles we face. Storms are not just obstacles. They are opportunities for growth, refinement, and the strengthening of our character. Consider a mighty oak tree standing tall in the midst of a storm. The winds fiercely blow, attempting to uproot it, yet it remains firmly grounded. Why? Because beneath the surface, its roots run deep. In the same way, your roots, your foundation, are found in faith, in the unwavering belief that, despite the tempest, you will not be shaken. In Romans 5:3-5, the Apostle Paul tells us, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." Our storms are not random acts of chaos. They are carefully woven into the tapestry of our lives, shaping us into individuals with a resilience that can withstand the fiercest gales. So, instead of viewing your challenges as stumbling blocks, see them as stepping stones to a stronger, more grounded version of yourself. Moreover, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Surround yourself with a community of faith, individuals who can uplift and support you when the storms are raging. Galatians 6:2 encourages us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. The storms of life provide us with the opportunity to be the hands and feet of Christ for one another. Your story may be the anchor that helps someone else navigate their storm. Share your experiences, be vulnerable, and let others see the strength that comes from your faith. Now, I want to address the worry that so easily entangles us during these storms. Worry is like a heavy fog that clouds our vision, preventing us from seeing the hope that lies beyond the horizon. Jesus himself spoke about the futility of worry in Matthew 6:27 when he asked, "Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Worry is a thief that robs us of the present moment and steals our joy. Instead of dwelling on the uncertainties, let us shift our focus to the certainties found in God's promises. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So, my friends, as you navigate your storms, embrace the growth, find strength in your community, and let go of the anchor of worry. Your storm will be over. The sun is setting on the horizon, promising a new day, a day filled with the warmth of God's love and the hope of a brighter tomorrow. Dear brothers and sisters, let us delve deeper into the idea that our storms are not only opportunities for personal growth, but also avenues for God to reveal his power and glory in our lives. In 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, the Apostle Paul reminds us, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Your storm may seem overwhelming in the present, but it is essential to remember that God is working in the unseen, orchestrating a beautiful masterpiece from the broken pieces of our lives. Your struggles are not in vain. They are part of a larger narrative, a story of redemption, healing, and ultimate victory. Consider the story of Joseph in the Old Testament, betrayed by his own brothers, sold into slavery, and unjustly imprisoned. Joseph faced a series of storms, yet, in the end, God's plan prevailed, and Joseph rose to a position of great influence and was able to save not only his family, but an entire nation from famine. Your storm may be a stepping stone to a destiny greater than you can imagine. Just as God had a purpose for Joseph's trials, he has a purpose for yours. Embrace the journey with faith, for in due time, the storm will give way to a sunrise of new possibilities. Moreover, let us reflect on the power of gratitude during our storms. It's easy to focus on what we lack or what has been taken from us, but cultivating a spirit of gratitude can transform our perspective. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, Paul encourages us to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, from the stormy seas to the anchor of God's blessings. Even in the midst of trials, there are blessings to be found, lessons learned, strength discovered, and the assurance that God is with us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we face our storms, let us fix our eyes on the unseen, trusting in God's eternal plan. Embrace gratitude as a lifeline in the storm, and remember that your story is part of a divine narrative that will glorify God's name. Beloved friends, your storm will be over. Just stop worrying. The dawn of a new day is approaching, and with it comes the promise of God's unfailing love and the assurance that in Him we are more than conquerors. Stay tuned, for the best is yet to come. Beloved, let's explore the concept of surrender. Often, in the midst of a storm, our natural instinct is to fight against it, to resist the challenges that come our way. However, there is great power in surrendering to the divine will and acknowledging that we are not in control. In Isaiah 55:8-9, the Lord declares, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Surrendering to God's wisdom means recognizing that His plan for our lives surpasses our understanding. When we surrender, we release the burden of trying to navigate the storm on our own strength. It's an act of trust, a declaration that we believe God's purpose for our lives is far greater than any temporary struggle we may face. In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus invites us, saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Surrender is not a sign of weakness, but a profound acknowledgement of our dependence on a God who is all-powerful and all-knowing. It is in surrendering that we find true strength, for it is in releasing our grasp on control that God can work miracles in our lives. Moreover, let's talk about the importance of community during the storms of life. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." God has designed us to walk this journey together. Lean on your brothers and sisters in faith during your storm. Share your burdens and allow others to share theirs with you. In doing so, we create a network of support, love, and encouragement that can carry us through the toughest of times. Your storm will be over. It's not a call to inaction, but an invitation to trust. Surrender to God's plan. Embrace the strength found in community, and let gratitude be the melody of your heart. Our faith is not in the absence of storms, but in the presence of a God who walks with us through them. Now, open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, I come to you today with a heavy heart, burdened by struggles and storms in my life. I know that you are the only one who can calm the winds and the waves and bring peace to my troubled soul. I ask that you would hear my prayer and bring an end to these struggles and storms. Lord, I know that you are with me in every moment, guiding me, protecting me, and giving me the strength to face each challenge. I ask that you would continue to be with me as I navigate these difficult times. Help me to trust in your plan for my life, even when it feels like the winds are against me. I pray that you would bring healing to my body, mind, and spirit. Help me to find peace amid the chaos and to feel your love and grace in every moment. I ask that you would fill my heart with hope and joy, and that you would help me to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Lord, I know that you are a loving and compassionate God, and that you hear the prayers of your children. I ask that you would work in my life in a powerful way, bringing an end to these struggles and revealing your goodness and grace to me in new and profound ways. God, I also pray for your guidance and help as I navigate the challenges before me. Give me the wisdom to know what to do, the courage to take bold steps, and the patience to wait for your timing. Help me to remember that you are in control and that your ways are higher than my ways. Lord, I also pray for those around me who may be struggling as well. I ask that you would comfort them in their time of need and help them to see that they are not alone. May they feel your presence and your love in every moment, and may they find hope and peace in you. I pray that you would use the struggles and storms in my life for your glory. Help me to learn from these experiences, to grow stronger in my faith, and to be a witness to those around me. May my life be a reflection of your love and grace, and may others be drawn to you through my example. Thank you, God, for hearing my prayer. I trust in you, and I know that you will bring an end to these struggles and storms. Help me to stay focused on you and to find peace in your presence. God, I also pray for your provision and blessings in my life. Help me to trust that you will provide for my every need and that you have a plan for my life that is greater than I can imagine. I ask that you would bless me with opportunities to grow, to learn, and to serve others in your name. Lord, I pray for a renewed sense of purpose and direction in my life. Help me to see the path that you have set before me and to have the courage to follow it. May I always be open to your leading, and may I never lose sight of the incredible future that you have in store for me. Finally, God, I ask that you would help me to be patient and persistent in my faith. Give me the strength to endure through difficult times and the joy to celebrate the victories. Help me to remain steadfast in my love for you and to always seek your will above my own. Thank you, God, for your unwavering love and grace. I trust in you, and I know that you will bring an end to these struggles and storms. May your peace and your peace and your presence be with me always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.